Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 6. Today, we keep exploring the Nata PR model. We'll talk about number 2, which is telling your story. How do we tell stories? And for those who have listened to podcast number 3 and 4, so we've explored what the model is and the number 1, but you know, you don't need to go back and listen to those episodes right now. You can stay with me today here, because each of the 6 steps, today we talk about step number 2, can be really taken individually, let's say, and you can work each step without having to do all the other ones. So all this to say that I wanted to explore with you today how we tell stories and why it is so important, especially in the PR universe. So nothing better than public relation when it comes to telling your story and sharing it with journalists and influencers, because it's part of their job actually to find good human stories, good stories to tell their readers. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes we look for something very quick and information. We think we're going to be reading for 2 minutes, and then we end up being online or in a magazine, a newspaper, 30 minutes, even more sometimes. And you end up reading a very specific story, like a very a human story. I remember last time I was searching for a very specific information on the Huffington Post, and an article really caught my attention, and I wasn't at all looking for that, but it was someone telling that she had lost her dad, like her dad died when she was really young. And I'm like, oh my God, what a crazy story. And I started reading it, but I wasn't at all looking for something like that. I ended up reading it and spending way more time online than I really wanted at first. So we're humans. So we're touched by these stories, and we love reading stories and finding out how people went through some obstacles or how they succeeded. And this is what media are looking for. So don't be afraid to tell your story. So how do you do that? You're telling me, well, I'm not a writer. I don't know how to do that. I don't write. Well, we have techniques that we explore, actually. When you register for our training at Nata PR School, we really go in depth and help each of you tell your story. And one simple technique that I can explain and that you can try to do is, I call it the point form technique, to really just write down the specific, what will attract the attention. So how do we do that? Let me give you an example. This year is the 20th anniversary of Nata PR. So this is a perfect angle, something that should attract attention to some media, business media or some other media. Let me give you an example. So Nata PR's 20th anniversary, I could say 20 years of promoting hairlines, for example, and target a hairline, a professional magazine that talks to a hairdresser, for example, because we did work for 13 years for a brand called Kérastase. And so I could start with that in my subject, Nata PR, 20 years of promoting high-end air care lines, for example. So I'm sure I would attract attention with a title like that, with subject like that. So what we call, you know, the title or the object of your email is crucial. This is what's going to make the media open your email. Then you can have, like I'm telling you, point forms information. First information, Nata PR, founded by Natalie Bibo, marketing and PR expert, business coach, that decided to create NetApr in 2000 to serve clients in a very specific way. We were the first, among the first, to promote consumer goods at a time where these agencies didn't even exist. So you see what we can put. We were the first agency to start promoting high care line in North America, you know, whatever that we did that's very specific to us. And depending to who I'm sending this email, then I can just adapt it a little bit. So point form. And then, you know, I can tell also that we have this COVID solution that we've put in place for, you know, for companies that we know needed help, online help. So you have to find also what media are looking for. Let's say you're targeting your local newspaper. Pay attention for a few days. Go and look at what they do, what they talk about. Find the journalist that is talking about business, for example. And then you can start sending a very first simple email to that person. Okay, you there telling me, well, even that is too complicated for you. Well, content producers are numerous right now. It's easy to find people that do write and sell their writing. So you can contact one of them, and I'm sure you will find someone who's going to be ready to write your story. Make sure it's brief. And when you receive the text, make sure you adapt it. You put it in your own words as much as possible before sending it to the press. And then, you know, even if you don't have a press release right away, this is sometimes we do that when we're running out of time, for example, and we have, let's say, a perfect product for the holidays and magazines are closing. We know we have just a few weeks before they close down. So sometimes we do that. We send a press release, very attractive, with, you know, the perfect gift for the holiday. And well, you know, some words are magic. You know, for example, we're working for Thermomix right now. So media are really attracted by this device because it's kind of the Ferrari of the small appliances, for example. So anyway, so, you know, if you write something very specific in your object and then, you know, point form what you do. So we don't need to have like the entire press release right away to contact them and attract their attention and see what they are looking for. And normally they respond to something like that. If they don't, because keep in mind that these people receive sometimes more than, well, they receive hundreds, yes, hundreds, more than 100 emails a day. And it takes them time to go over everything they have. You can sometimes resend your email with just one specific note. And, you know, just to make sure that you're on top of the list again, because sometimes, you know, they might have opened it and they forgot, they didn't have the time to get back to you. So make sure you're patient and you reach them again. If after 4 days you haven't heard any news, you can change the object too, so to catch their attention. So be patient and be smart when you send your, what I call the new information, or you just, when you follow up actually, which is a very interesting tactic. That's also part of our NetApr model. But today we're just exploring number two. And as I said, if you want to know more, you can listen to episode number 3 and 4. And we'll be talking about all the other steps, but this one is very specific. You need to practice it a little bit and not being afraid of writing point form, your story in your words. And as you can see, creating your initial copy can be easy. It doesn't have to be complicated. So keep in mind, you know, be very short, direct, point form, factual too. Then, you know, this is the perfect basis then after to create your press release if you need to. Sometimes you don't need to. They might call you and they want to hear more about your story. So they'll do a phone interview with you, Zoom interview with you, and they'll write your story. And the more personal your story, the more interesting it will be to their readers and their fans. So the more you talk about, you know, how personal it is, it can be very simple. I remember one hairdresser, he was alone and in his little salon, and he decided to increase his business, to open his Monday and Tuesday to students and the elderly, like older people. And just doing that, he was able to double his business. So just that could be a very interesting story. Like, why did he decide to do that? What happened? And media wanted to know more and really wanted to tell his story about how he was able to, I think it was even more than double his business. So don't be afraid. Sometimes your story might seem to you very simple, not complex enough or not surprising enough. But I'm telling you, media are looking for human stories that are going to touch humans. So hopefully you'll be trying to write this week and try to try this technique of very short email in point forms. And we'll be exploring the following podcast, the PR model. This is just step number 2. There are 6 steps. And hopefully you'll be joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!